screen are going up. A Football League Cup for the first time in their history. It's third time lucky in the playoffs.
Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Forest Green Rovers podcast by two millennial Americans who don't really know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is Sean.
Heavens Devils podcast. Is that a Harvey Bunker sighting, or was it just marsh gas?
Yes, Shimmy! Harvey Bunker was in the lineup. Oh, my goodness. And we got a little shout-out from Connor and the broadcast team there, which was really cool. They were reading the lineup at the beginning, and they were like, on the bench, Harvey Bunker, he does exist. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a shout-out. Let's go! And I even made a comment on Twitter, and Connor was like, yes, we are aware of your beliefs about Harvey Bunker, which, by the way, we have a break in the case. We'll talk about that next week on the next episode. We need to cross our T's, dot our I's, make sure we're not spreading any misinformation, but we have what we think to be a break in the case. We'll talk about it next week. Anyway, Shimmy, let's get to the episode.
Just talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. Or don't talk at all. Don't talk at all.
How are we feeling?
Oh, man, tough one today. Tough one today. After such a high of, last Saturday, bouncing back.
Yeah.
Dokes had a great game. We're just high on Dokes in general, but man, this was a come down today.
Yeah, man, I am feeling everything, Shimmy. A roller coaster of emotions. Elated after Saturday and deflated tonight, Shimmy. You can't hear it in my voice because I am monotonal. Is that a word, Shimmy?
Yeah, it is now.
It is now. All right. I have one tone of voice, Shimmy, no matter what my mood is, and that is happy, excited, positive, energetic. So even though you can't hear it.
Yeah, that's what makes you great, though. That's what makes you great.
Even though you can't hear it, I'm really disappointed. But that's all right, Shimmy. We have some positives, Shimmy. Even though I'm feeling down after that loss, we got to look on the bright side. Most importantly, we have on the pod today, Shimmy, the only player on the Forest Green Rovers who has played every single second of every single League 2 match this season. The player with the highest passing accuracy in all of League 2, according to D3, D4 football. The player with the most dribbles on the team, according to Statman Chris Latham. The player who set off a firestorm of one-word tweets, Dokes, over the weekend. Number 22 in your programs, number one in your hearts, Udoka Godwin Malief. Dokes!
Yeah. Oh, man. What a great experience. Just here. Yep. We're super pumped that he's on the show today.
Just a great chat, man. The kid is mature and wise beyond his years. Nothing, Shimmy. My mom always told this to me when I was young. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will make you forget a loss to Stevenage faster than the pure class, maturity, and positivity that is Dokes. Cannot wait for that. If you're feeling down about Stevenage like we are, just wait for Dokes. He's going to make you feel all better. Shimmy, I'm also hyped because we are going to be rich, Shimmy. So let's talk about that for a second. We are, Shimmy. Newsflash. We want to, let's just distract us from the Stevenage loss for a couple more minutes. So, Shimmy, we are going to be minority shareholders in the Forest Green Rovers with Dale, Vince, and Hector Bayerian because, drumroll, we are officially investors in the hottest trend sweeping the United States right now, NBA Top Shot.
NBA Top Shot, eh? What is that?
That's right, Shimmy. Well, that's a good question that I can't answer. We don't really understand what it is. Is it a real thing? Is it a money laundering scheme? We don't know, but it's on fire. So we had to get in, Shimmy. We had to get in.
Yeah, we totally missed GameStop. We were behind the curve on that. So we can't miss this next great American harebrained money scheme.
That's right. So what is it? What is Top Shot? All the kids call it a non-fungible token, Shimmy. Basically, it's just like a digital trading card thing place where you buy, sell, trade these little officially licensed digital video highlights from NBA players all run on blockchain. I don't know. But these things are selling like hotcakes, Shimmy. People have spent over $250 million on this so far, including us. Wow. I think a LeBron James dunk sold for like $250,000. So people are just making a killing on these little highlights that you could find out for free on YouTube. But anyway, that's another story. So we had to get in, Shimmy. We got in. We could not miss this investment opportunity of a lifetime. It's time, Shimmy, we start making our money work for us. So what do we buy, Shimmy?
Well, I'm going to assume only the highest top shelf digital highlight package.
That is indeed, which is?
I don't know. You tell me. LeBron, is Dwayne it LeBron? Bacon. Is what it KD?
No, we bought the Dwayne Bacon layup shimmy. We are on the Dwayne train, the Baconator.
Baconator.
Future NBA MVP, insane Dwayne, buckets, bacon. We bought a truly majestic Dwayne Bacon layup shimmy, which is basically just a video of Orlando Magic shooting guard Dwayne Bacon making a layup.
Insane, yeah.
It's beautiful, though, shimmy.
Insane in the mem, Dwayne.
It's the first thing I watch in the morning when I wake up. It's the last thing I watch at night before bed. I'm going to watch it right now to make me feel better after this awful Stevenage match, shimmy. We bought it for $23, shimmy. But it's got to be worth what? $200,000? $250,000, shimmy? We are not selling it until we reach the moon, shimmy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess Dwayne Bacon stock can only go up, right? I mean, even though we are a vegan podcast, is it ethical for us to be buying blockchain with a guy named Bacon? This seems...
That's actually a really good point, a good question. Well, not about the bacon part, but about the environmental stuff. That's a good question, shimmy. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but let's really quick check on the value. Let's see if we're making money yet. Hang on one sec.
I'm ready to quit my job. I'm typing up my resignation letter as we speak for work. So.
You might want to hang on to that for another day, because we bought it at $23, and I just checked. It is right now, the market is, it's $24. But hey, we're headed in the right direction, Jimmy. We've made a dollar on this investment so far. It's at $24. It can only keep going up, right? We're going in the right direction.
I remember the tortoise winning the race against the hare. So Dwayne Bacon will win this money laundering scheme slash digital trading card marketplace race.
I found a treasure trove of Dwayne Bacon GIFs on Twitter. So okay. I think... we just need to exclusively respond to tweets now using Dwayne Bacon reactions, so we can try to like raise his profile, shimmy. And you know, while I did this as a joke, I mean, we bought this card as a joke for $23, but someone bought the exact same thing as us, bought the Dwayne Bacon layup, not even like a unique serial number, just the basic Dwayne Bacon layup, just like us, for $7,000, and I have no idea why. I cannot wrap my brain around how this thing works, shimmy. They could have just bought the one we bought for $23. Why did they buy it for $7,000? It makes no sense. It has to be a money laundering scheme, shimmy.
Yeah, or somebody knows something about Dwayne Bacon that nobody else in the world knows about Dwayne Bacon.
But there are other copies available, like the one we bought. Why did they buy that one for $7,000 when they could have bought ours for $23? It doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, you mentioned there's a good question there. Is there a significant environmental impact? And I don't know the answer, shimmy. All this great work FGR is doing for the environment, we may be completely undoing it with our NBA Top Shot activity, shimmy. And our Dwayne Bacon layup.
Well, you know, it's always great to be called Top Shotta, but I don't know if this is the right way to go about it.
Shimmy, I don't know. When I see people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on highlights that I can just watch for free on YouTube, I want in, shimmy. I want to go on that ride. I want to be part of that history, shimmy.
Yeah, hey, you know, if we're at the end of history, I guess anything you do now will be a part of it.
So. You think this is just like a result?
Let's go.
Of people, let's go. People just going crazy, being stuck at home for like the last year, just coming up with these wild get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah, you know, I think you put it best. I think this is the last insane, like... quarantine fad. On a bright note, like, vaccines are getting out. Our president, Diamond Joe Robinette Biden, today said there should be enough vaccine for every adult in the United States by the end of May. So I think this will be probably the last insane trend we do in America.
Which is,
we had Tiger King last March. I think it's going to be Top Shot this
there
March.
We go. And that's why we had to get in now. This is it. This is the last wild ride for us to go on. We had to get in. Anyway, Shimmy, we got to move to football. We got to move to Four Screen Rovers, because we just spent 10 minutes.
Do we have to?
That's right. We just spent 10 minutes talking about something that nobody cares about. So we got to move on before we lose everybody to something that, yeah, you're right, probably nobody wants to talk about, which is Steven Inge and Colt. We'll talk about Colt Chester very briefly, too. And then we got to get to Dokes, man. Dokes is going to brighten up all of our days. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah,
Dokes,
absolutely
outstanding human. Anyway, let's get to Steven Inge real quick. Get that out of the way while it's fresh on our minds.
Hey, must be a devil between us.
Steven Inge, 3, Forest Green Rovers, 0. First action early as a questionable Eric Collins penalty was not given as he appeared to be fouled inside the box, and that was the beginning of a frustrating night for the boys in blue, Shimmy. Stevenage went ahead in the 30th minute when Luther James Wilden, what a name, Luther James Wilden, was Wilden out, passed it to Elliot Osborne, who got behind the defense, cut back, gave Newton a little tapping, 1-0 to Stevenage. And then just a few minutes later, Tommy the Heartbreaker Pet had another excellent shot for Stevenage, but a terrific save from Lewis Thomas kept the deficit at 1. However,
kept us from free falling.
I was waiting for that, yes. however, only a couple minutes later, Stevenage get behind us in what looked like it could have been offsides from the TV. I don't know. We couldn't see like the last defender on the other side of the field. But it looked like offside. Nonetheless, Newton shot in the box, deflects off a defender, and into the net. 2-0 Stevenage. Elliot List sealed the deal in the 64th minute when he beat Lewis Thomas with a first-timer. And we just kind of panicked. We lost shape at the back, and it was made worse by individual errors. And that was it, Shimmy. That was all she wrote. 3-0. A brutal loss, Shimmy. 2 of the last 3 matches. We've given up 3 goals in both games to below-average teams, Shimmy. What did you think?
Yeah, it's so wild. I mean, we always talk about the competitiveness of the lower leagues and League 2, where anyone from mid-table can suddenly, you know, change their fortunes with putting a good run together. But you'd expect us to beat those bottom-of-the-table, you know, relegation-bound teams. But, man, we've been struggling. I thought we had righted the ship on Saturday against Colchester, but seems like, you know, one step forward, two steps back. It's a tough one to take.
To be fair, Stevenage are actually now a mid-table team, no longer a bottom-of-bottom team. They were 18th. Now they're 16th after crushing us 3-0. First thing, yeah, the refs were awful. Maybe there was definitely, I think, one pen in there. The first Collins I thought was a pen. Maybe the White House one as well. Not sure about the other Collins one, but potentially 3 penalties if there's VAR. I don't know if they're all given. But in any case, I don't think we should blame the refs. I mean, also, yeah, maybe their second goal was offsides as well, but I don't think we can blame the refs. I mean, the refs cost us, definitely, but we hurt ourselves. We were not aggressive enough on the attack. We didn't take chances. We had 13 shots, Shimmy, only 3 of them on target. We made mistakes at the back. We panicked. We lost shape. So that's on us. That's not on the ref. We cannot control what the ref does. We can only control what we control. We have to be mentally tough, and we just didn't look mentally tough tonight. We have to be strong enough to regroup, to rebalance ourselves when we face adversity. And, you know, after a few bad calls, we give up the goal, and then it just looks like we're done. Looks like we lost confidence. I don't want to say that they didn't play hard, they didn't fight, because I think they did, but it felt like everyone was frustrated, everyone was playing scared, playing angry, but not in a good way. And I think you can attribute that to the youth of the squad. It was a very young, inexperienced squad. You look at the squad, it was like 7 of the 11 who started tonight, all young guys. And I think that's part of having a young squad. You know, they haven't learned how to deal with adversity yet. You know, they don't know how to respond when they get punched in the mouth. They get frustrated, they lose confidence, and I think we saw that tonight.
Yeah, we definitely saw an uptick in errors, I think, you know, kind of sloppy balls played. It was just, like you said, we can play. We play a really lovely and attractive brand of football, but sometimes we play it at one pace, you know? And I think sometimes when you get punched in the mouth, you got to get up and you got to kind of punch right back, right? But it didn't seem like we could reach that level today. especially with, you know, our era shooting, like you said, 3 of 13. So it's tough. Yeah. It's tough to watch because you get a sinking feeling. It's like, okay, we're going to go again. We're going to go again. I know we're a team that has pretty good XG. We try to get crosses in. We try to get at the keeper, but it just wasn't our day today.
Yeah, and on the note of crosses, man, we you could definitely see the dearth of crosses due to Nicky Cadden. We missed the creativity of Nicky Cadden tonight, and we missed the leadership of Stokes at the back. And I looked something up, Shimmy. I am no stat man. I am no Chris Latham, but let me get my Chris Latham Statman hat on for a second. Check this out, Shimmy. We have lost 7 matches this year, Shimmy. We lost 1-0 to Colchester, 2-1 to Cheltenham. Those are our first 2 losses of the year. Stokes played in both. Since then, we've lost 5 more matches. In those 5 losses, Stokes either didn't play at all or he only played the first 45 minutes, was subbed off at halftime, and more goals were scored after he was subbed off. So in those 5 losses that Stokes didn't play, we gave up an average of 2.6 goals compared to 0.79 goals, which is what like that's our average like goals conceded per game. So Stokes makes a huge difference at the back. I don't remember the Mansfield loss or the Crawley loss, to be honest, but Tranmere, Southend, Stevenage, those are all sealed in my mind. And all of them were just like really poor, kind of panicked, maybe undisciplined defensive performances. And Stokes didn't play, except for Southend. He played the first 45 minutes before he got injured, but Southend scored 2 of their goals in the second half without him. Also, as Statman said, we win 50% of matches when Stokes plays. We only win 25% when he doesn't. I think Stokes is crucial to our success, and I know he's dying to get back out there. He's dying to get healed. We're dying for him to get back out there so we can stop the bleeding, Shimmy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a player that leaves it all out there on the pitch for us. And like you said, the stats speak for themselves. And, you know, of course, we are a Chris Stokes fan podcast now, for sure.
We are. We love Stokes.
We love Stokes. But, hey, you know, his experience can't be emphasized enough with a, you know, new addition, Cooley Bailey, with, you know, younger defenders back there. We kind of need him. He seems like that linchpin. So let's hope he has a speedy recovery and can get back out there so he can lead our back line.
Amen. And that's no disrespect to the young guys who have stepped up in the back.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a really nice job. Like, I think tonight, Drippy Dom Bernard was good.
Yeah. But some crucial tackles.
I think you need, though, that veteran presence in the back to kind of, like, organize everything, and Stokes provides that. But anyway, Shimmy, for the sake of time, let's very quickly talk Colchester. It's old news now, even though it was just last Saturday. But quick thoughts. Let's go to good some positives here. That was a statement win. That was a bounce back win. That was a character culture win. And we need that again this coming Saturday against Grimsby after what just happened in Stevenage. But anyway, to me, Saturday's response was a demonstration of the culture of the club and the players, the outstanding leadership, the character of every man on the roster. Drippy Dom, Dokes, Cooley Bailey, Lewis Thomas, they were all monumental in that win. And then, of course, Killa Kane Wilson. I think it's only the 9th match he's played in, and he hasn't started in a while. Outstanding performance. Ollie and Lori said on their pod, the pod on top of the hill, awesome pod, by the way, check it out. They said that Kane played like a new signing in that Colchester match, and I think that's brilliant. I think that's spot on. Kane was so impressive. Anyway, any closing thoughts on Colchester, even though it's old news now, before we get to Dokes?
Yeah, it felt like night and day, even though, I think they were both night matches, right?
But
like, both Kane Wilson and Dokes had such great match against Colchester on the ball. Some powerful, just driving runs. We dominated. Dokes, man, can't say enough about him, both on the defensive side, his ability and his aggression to, you know, head the ball back into Jama to get our second on the day. Clean sheet for Lewis Thomas. I mean, that was a game that made your heart swell, made you feel proud to be a Forest Green Rovers supporter. Today, you know, Stevenage is one of those games that tests you, but again, redoubles your commitment to the team. You got to support them and be them, even when they're
up
down.
The Rovers, we'll be back.
Yeah,
baby.
We'll be back. But man, want to take the positivity from Colchester and ride those good vibes into this interview.
Amen. And one last thing, but quite the hamburger. And I don't know. There's a joke there somewhere there about Stevenage and Birkin. But anyway, quite the burger or sandwich or whatever you want to say, with Southend crushing us 3-1. Then Saturday, Colchester, we dominate 3-0. And now today, we get crushed by Stevenage 3-0. It's such a weird weird run. But I guess that's League Two, man. That's League Two, baby. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. As long as we go up, you gotta love it. Anyway, Shimmy, let's get to Dokes. A great chat with an amazing human being. We play a stupid game like always. We do a teammate talk, but man, more importantly, Dokes just blew us away with his humility, his thoughtfulness, his wisdom, just pure class, as they say in the UK. This chat's a little different. I feel like, you know, we do have some laughs like usual, but it's more, I don't know, like heartfelt, more like sincere than kind of a typical Heaven's Devils chat. So anyway, let's get into it. And Shimmy, I'm going to try this new thing.
Okay.
I'm going to put Chicago Bulls intro music to lead in our guest from now on. Well, anyway, at least for this one. I don't know. Maybe this will be the last one. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that was actually a staple of my childhood. You know, my two favorite sports are basketball and soccer. So, like, and you know, when I came of age and my first started watching basketball, it was the Bulls, man. It was Michael Jordan and the Bulls that were, you know, kings of the hill. So... music was iconic.
Always gets me pumped. So let's get into it then. Let's get into it. Hit the Bulls music. The only things certain in life are death, taxes, and Udoka Godwin Malief playing 90 minutes on a Saturday. Our next guest is the young, reliable, dependable, ninth best passer in all of League Two. And I guess I also got to say goal scorer now after Saturday. he is a beast on the ball, right back with some attack, as we saw on Saturday, is the only player on the team to play every single second of every league match this year. Crazy. Most know him by a single word, Dokes. Welcome to the pod, Udoka Godwin Malief, a.k.a. Dokes. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, Dokes. It's a pleasure to be here, man. It's a pleasure. Really excited, guys. Really excited.
Oh, man, pleasure. Yeah. Oh, the pleasure is all ours. Ours, believe me. Man, it's great to meet you. One of the coolest nicknames on the team, too, Dokes. It comes from Udoka. Tell us about where did that nickname come from?
When I was young and I was playing for Oxford City, the team that I come from, to Forest Green, when I was playing in the youth team, one of the managers found it really hard to say my name. He kept calling me Udoku, Udoka. He couldn't say my name properly. And he was really fond of me. Like, he liked me as a player. He used to call me, like, sometimes he had a nickname for me called the Duke. He used to call me the Duke.
So, like, that's great.
I don't know. I think one day he just came up with a nickname and said, you know what, I'm going to call you Dokes. It's not too far as a nickname from your normal name. And I think Dokes is a simple name I can call you. So I was like, okay, I don't mind the name Dokes. So since then, everyone's just called me Dokes.
Wow. And thus Dokes was born. Dokes created a Twitter storm on Twitter yesterday. Everyone was writing Dokes. It was amazing.
Dokes was
trending yesterday. It was awesome. Is your name, is it Nigerian in origin?
Nigerian.
Oh, nice. Which jollof is better, Ghana or Nigeria?
Nigeria, definitely, bro. Definitely.
I've had both.
I gotta agree with you.
Yeah.
I hope none of our listeners are from Ghana.
Trust me, that's not a bias. It's not a biased answer. It's definitely better.
I love it.
Yeah. If you didn't know, Dokes, we're actually an international incident podcast, not really a football podcast.
That's right.
We're international.
Out in America, right?
Yeah. We're in New York City. You ever been here?
No, never, man. Never.
You gotta
never.
Come, man.
Nah,
you gotta hit us up when you come.
We'll get your tag up on a wall or on a subway car. Just Dokes and big graffiti letters.
Oh, and Times Square. There's a big Mohamed Salah thing in Times Square. We're getting Dokes up there someday.
That'd be cool, man.
That's right. So we're going to play a game. We're going to explore your career. We're going to do all that good stuff in just a few minutes. But we cannot move on without addressing what's on everyone's mind, Dokes. On Saturday, a goal against Colchester United. Your first goal of your FGR career.
Yeah.
Dokes, how did it feel?
To be honest, like, obviously because of the injuries of like our main two centre backs, Stokesy and Jordan Moore Taylor. Normally for corners, I am back, and they did keep me back, but I got promoted to go up for set plays yesterday. Now I just drive the set piece. The set piece specialist just said to me, like, just attack the ball and do your best. Like, you're not banging the ears, just go and attack the ball and enjoy it, really. Yeah. So I really have to take my moment and take my opportunity, because it's rare that you see me going up for corners or free kicks or set plays. So now, with that goal, I think Aaron Azza whipped it in, and it kind of fell short, and I've not really seen too much of the ball, and I've tried to glance it goalwards, but I didn't really see where it ended up. I didn't know it actually went in. Some are saying it come off for like another defender when it went in. Everyone was running up to me saying, Dokes, you scored.
The last one to know.
I didn't really know how to react, really. I didn't want to run up and celebrate in case it wasn't actually my goal. Everyone said it was my goal, so I'm not going to deny a goal at professional level. So yeah, I take it, man. So I was really pleased, really. But more importantly, I was more pleased that we got the win, and it's just a good reaction from the South End game.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Huge. Yeah. We're not going to take that goal away from you. It's totally yours. We saw it go right into the corner off your head. Yeah. How did you and the lads bounce back from South End midweek and mentally prepare to achieve the great result against Colchester?
It's been a weird season, obviously, with everything that's gone on within the world, and there's been a lot of games piled up back to back. And also, the game before that was the Newport game, and you can see the conditions we were actually playing. I don't want to use that as an excuse that the boys felt leggy. I think you get one of them games now and then, and I think that was just one of them games. And we knew we was below par, below our actual normal standards. And nothing was really going for us. I mean, the goals they did score were great goals, to be fair to them. But I'm not going to take anything away from Southend. But yeah, we just didn't play. We didn't play our best. And we just knew we couldn't let one game like that knock us down, especially what we've done this season. We've done so well this season, and to be in the position we're in, we weren't going to let something like that knock us down. And we knew that... we owed it to ourselves, really, especially how tight the league is right now. We didn't.
Right.
It's like losing two games in the bounce, especially in the way the league's up right now. It could cost you, not only for the fans, but for ourselves, and really put a statement back out there, because we didn't want anyone thinking that, oh, Forest Green, here they go again, soft touch, they might they might fall off. I know a lot of people are probably saying that, but... Now we don't look too much at what other people are doing, and we just try to stay humble in our wins and losses. And
I don't drive R8s, I don't like those. I drive a Daytona and I tint in the window.
We're gonna play a quick game here. Yep. You versus Sham, exploring the age difference. So you are a baby, you're 20 years young, you're the TikTok generation, you're Gen Z. Sham and I, we're old guys. So we're gonna put you two to the test. We're gonna do a quick game where you two are competing against each other. I'm going to show you a picture. We're going to take turns. I'm going to show Dokes you a picture from someone from our generation. You got to see if you know who it is and tell us.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to show Sham a picture from someone from your generation, and he's got to figure out who it is. Got it?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right, let me share my screen real quick. I'm just realizing this now. This is going to be terrible for audio. Because it's a podcast, not a video. But anyway, all right, here we go. So, Dokes, you're up first. Can you see my screen, Dokes?
Yeah, I can see your screen.
Who is that guy?
I have no clue.
I love it. All right, Dokes, 0-1. That's Jerry Seinfeld, legend of the 90s. Here we go, Sham. Have you heard of Seinfeld?
No, I haven't.
Legend of the 90s, also very American, so maybe there's also a little bit of bias here. Probably this is going to be biased towards American, so Sham has an advantage here. But all right, here we go, Sham. Next one.
But
who
I'm
is
also,
that,
I'm
Sham?
Also, oh my God, who is this? Okay.
No,
I don't.
It's Addison Rae, the number
Addison
one
Rae.
Star on TikTok, man.
TikTok.
Addison Rae.
Wow, okay, all right. No, shout out on that one. I was going to say Charlie something.
Oh, Charlie D'Amelio, yeah. That would have been a good guess. I think Addison's taking the throne from Charlie, though. All right, back to Dokes. Here we go. Nobody's scored yet. Here we go, Dokes. Who is that guy?
Oh. Is he an actor?
He's an actor, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my. This one's going to bug me. I can't put a name to him.
Can you name a movie that he was in?
Yeah, name a movie, yeah. And that's what we'll call him from now on, just the name of the movie.
You see, I don't want to guess, because I don't want to be so wrong.
All right, you can leave the
No, just so you know, I've lost every single game we played against the player on the squad, so you're not facing tough competition.
Yeah,
that's right, Sean.
Free hit. This is the definition of a free hit.
This is a free hit, yeah. Sean lost to Jade, he lost to Stokes, and he lost to Lewis Thomas. Let's see. So, Dokes, you got. But, all right, it's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, that's poor.
That's all right. That's all right. All right, we're 0-0. Here we go, Sean. Who's that?
No, I know who this is.
Folks, you know?
Yeah. Lil Uzi, is it?
Yeah, Lil Uzi.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last round. I guess there isn't a big American bias. All these guys are American, including this one. But do you know who this guy is?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
It's you, Dokes.
Yeah, that's Tim Howard.
Let's go! All right, Dokes is on the board. 1-0. Let's go. Tim Howard. Well done.
Tim Howard, yeah.
An American legend. Well done.
Nice.
All right, 1-0. Last one. Here we go, Sean. Last one for you. Who is this? Sean. Sean, you don't know who that is? Are you kidding me?
I don't.
Sean!
I'm drawing a blank.
Sean. I'm disappointing you, Sean. All right, I think Dokes is going to take it. Dokes,
right,
tell him who
can
it
steal.
Is.
You can steal.
Frankie Musonda,
Sean.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How do you
God.
Not know that?
I know. I'm an old man. I guess I have dementia. This is crazy.
Oxford City star with Dokes. Played with Dokes at Oxford City. Now he's at Wraith. Is that right?
Yeah, Wraith. Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So,
any other red-blooded American would have gotten that. But I had to mess it up.
That's right. All right. Dokes wins. Sean,
congrats,
you go
Dokes.
Down again. You're 0-4, Sean. You lost to Jay Crawford. You lost to Stokes. You lost to Lewis Thomas. You now lost to Dokes.
Yeah, relegation bound. I'm going to be relegated to this podcast soon enough. Yeah.
All right, let's stop with the games. Let's go on to some real questions.
So, Dokes, where did you grow up?
I was born in Nigeria. I came here when I was 11 months old. My mum was doing a nursing degree in London. So, when I came over here, because she was working full-time, I stayed down in South London with my auntie up until the age of 4. And then my mum then got her placement for her nursing in Oxford. And so me and her moved to Oxford together. So this is when I could actually stay with her. I had a nanny, a full-time nanny, when she was at work. And then my dad then came down from Nigeria.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great story. So you had a little bit of time in South London when you were really young and then moved to Oxford. Who was your team growing up? Who did you support or who do you still support?
I'm going to get digged for this when people start with this. But I'm going to be honest. So when I was younger, I was a big Arsenal fan.
Sean's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, I'm a gooner. So you're in good company.
I was a big Arsenal fan. And then up until Eduardo got injured.
The broken leg.
He was my favorite player. I used to love Arsenal because of him. I fell in football slightly because of him. He just was my favorite player growing up. And then up until that point, and I just stopped supporting Arsenal. I said to myself, I can't. I felt like because Eduardo wasn't playing, I felt like I couldn't support them anymore.
Loyalty, man.
Young mentality.
No, that's all right. Yeah. I think you've saved yourself a lot of heartbreak in the ensuing years after that.
I've been supporting Man City from the age of, let's say, 12-13. I've been supporting Man City, been following Man City, and yeah, I think everyone knows how good of a team Man City are and how good they are to watch. So now I'm really interested in that football club.
Man City, that would be, it's a shame. I don't know, you probably watched the game when Man City came to Gloucestershire, right? When they played Cheltenham in the FA Cup, was it?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Could have been us. That would have been so cool. If you got to play against those guys.
Yeah, it would have been a big experience. Very good experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about the start of your career? Because we know you moved to Oxford at a young age. When and where did you start playing?
So I started playing for a local team called Littlemore. Like a little Sunday league team. I was playing that every Sunday, playing it with my mates, my local friends. When I did leave secondary school, I did a scholarship at Oxford City. It was when I was like 16 years, I did a scholarship at Oxford City. It was part football, part education, studying like a BTEC type of course. And as I was going on through the years, the first team manager will sometimes come down from the first team to hold a little session and coach a little session for the scholars. And I think he just liked the look of me and invited me to training. And I started training on the first team.
Wow,
and then within a couple of months, I got my debut for the first team. Kind of just kicked on from there, really. I mean, the manager really just showed a lot of faith in me. And the season that I moved from Oxford City to Forest Green, I think I'd played every game from the start of the season up until the January. And I was 17, 18, playing in the Conference South. And yeah, I attracted a lot of interest, and Forest Green was obviously one. And yeah, I decided to come to Forest Green. And right now it's looking like a very good choice, really. It was a very good pick at the time. They're a very good club, and they really have improved my development in football.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it was a good choice, not just because we're going up,
yeah.
But also you're playing non-stop. Like we already mentioned at the top, man, you don't stop playing. You get, like, Cooper loves you. You are the guy. Like, nobody has played more than you. So it's been, I would assume, you know, outstanding for your development, because experience is really the best teacher. You know, you can learn so much in training, but nothing's like getting out there on the pitch. Stokes, what do you think is the biggest strength of your game, and what part of your game do you want to improve?
The biggest strength of my game, I'd say, is on the ball, really, driving with the ball. I am a kind of like an attacking centre-back / right-back. I like carrying the ball from the defence and starting the attacks, really. So yeah, I would say like I'm a powerful, quick player. As of areas that I could improve in is probably aerial. I'm not the tallest centre back, so when I do go into games, sometimes they they try to play on me because of my height.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say I'm the worst in the air, but I could improve on that, really.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, now that's something to improve on as I play more games and train and. Yeah, get coached really by the coach and stuff.
Nice. Well, you made a mark on Saturday, right? You headed that.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So there we go.
He's improving game by game. It is, but I do believe I can be better, and I will get better. I believe, and I will get better.
I love that attitude. So kind of on that note, what motivates you? What's that force that's driving Dokes to be better?
Just for how far I've come, really. Obviously, before I did come to Forest Green, I didn't really take football as serious. I never realised the opportunity that I had to become a professional footballer. And if it wasn't for the good people around me at the time when I was at Oxford City, I wouldn't have realised the potential I had. And to see, obviously, how far I've come, I never would have expected to play every single game in the EFL at the age of 20 years old. So, yeah, that inspires me. What inspires me is how far I've come and how far I can go. So yeah, I just every day I just drive myself and I just try to be the best person I can be every day. And obviously the dream is to play in the most competitive league in the world, which is the Premier League, and hopefully one day I can achieve that.
Oh man, you're well on your way, and like you said, you're so young, you're so talented, and you see, you said it before, like talking about being humble in your victories and defeats, but I also see it here just in your personal life, being humble. And that I think that's going to take you very far. We're going to see you in the Prem someday, Shaman. Yeah, we cannot wait. We're going to watch. We're going to cry like proud parents. We're going to be so excited.
We'll be in our rocking chairs.
That's right. That's right. So have you ever received, like, what's the best advice you've received on this journey, Dokes?
So a good friend has said to me before, the same way you got there, it's not going to be the same way you're going to get to the next level. So you've always got to work hard and you've worked to get where you've got. I think that's the best advice I've ever received.
I love that.
So yeah, that's always been in the back of my head, to not be complacent and just drive myself and work hard every single day. I mean, you could say that, yeah, it's a good achievement that I've played every single game up until now. But like I said, I want to keep going. I want to play every single minute to the end of the season. Yeah. I want to stay fit. I want to look after my body and prepare properly, really, and just be the best pro I can be.
Yeah, you said awesome. It so well. Yeah, you said it so well just now, Dokes. But even if we weren't talking to you and having this conversation, that it shows on the pitch. So
and the improvement we've seen from September to now too. You can see the evolution of Dokes, the improvement of Dokes as you go. It's awesome. It's awesome to see. And man, you're wise beyond your years, man. It's hard to believe you're only 20 years old and you're talking like this. Is awesome. Are you a David Goggins fan?
Yeah.
Nice. I love Goggins, man. Do you have a favorite Goggins saying? Keep in mind, there's a family pod, so no cursing. Or if you do, we'll have to.
Yeah. Because I think it involves cursing. Yeah.
Right.
but he's an inspirational character, man. Honestly, he works so hard. He has a never die attitude, and I think for anyone in the world who's trying to be better and trying to better themselves, he's someone that they should definitely follow. I need to buy one of his books to start reading it. Obviously, I don't really have the time to because of everyday trading and the games that are piling up. But when I do get the time, I'm going to read one of his books.
You should. Or you should get the audiobook. Can't Hurt Me. Awesome book. Okay. And audio, like you can listen to wherever, whatever. It's a really good audiobook. And actually, the audiobook's cool because it's not just the book. It's also like kind of a podcast where they interview Goggins, like they read a chapter and then they talk with Goggins about like that chapter after the fact. Really cool. Like highly recommend it.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's an animal, man. He's a beast, man.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe there's someone like him out there. Like, that's crazy, man. Especially what he's been through and where how he started.
Yeah.
He's got a good drive about him and I like it, man. I really do.
Yep. He's the key too. When if I'm on like a long run and I'm like, I just want to start walking from here, boom, popping Goggins, just listen to him as I go. I'm like, yeah, he's the man. He's the man. So I think we want to talk about FGR now.
What do you think of this year's team, Dokes?
We've got a good group, a very good group. Like I said at the start of this podcast, the togetherness is really well. We really work hard for each other and we push each other and we encourage each other. Even when something isn't going as well, we still get behind each other and just push each other. And I think that shows and it proves because of the position we're in at this moment in time in the season.
We see that togetherness and solidarity.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts of the gaffer, about Mark Cooper and his methods?
I think he's definitely one of the best coaches out there. I mean, the style of play is really good. I mean, it's enjoyable. And I think, especially in the modern day now, I think that's how a lot of footballers want to play. I mean, if you look at the best teams across the world, like your Man City's, your Bayern Munich's,
your Arsenal. Maybe not right now.
Yeah, they all want to play football, and I think the style of play that he's got us playing really suits the squad. And a lot of people would say, it might not work in the lower divisions, but trust me, I think Mark Cooper's proof that it can work. Mm-hmm. And long may that continue this season.
Oh, amen. Amen to that. But it's been a joy to watch, not just because of the winning, but also it's just beautiful to watch. Like, even if we weren't getting the results, it's still an attractive style. So being such a young guy, being 20 years young, is there anyone on the team that you look up to for guidance about really how to be a professional footballer, how to manage your finances, how to improve, how to, you know, whatever, how to take care of your body.
Yeah, I think it's the people who've done it for years now, like Jammer, Stokesy, Waggy, Elliot Whitehouse, Jordan Moore Taylor. Even though they're not old, but they have experience.
Right.
I look up to them really because they've been there and done it. It's not their first time. And obviously coming up as a to take feedback from them, it's encouraging really. And because you're seeing them day in, day out, you can see the good pros that they are. It's just trying to replicate what they do in training and matches and in years to come in your professional game. So yeah, no, they're good. They're good leaders and they're good to have around, definitely.
That's awesome.
Do you have any pre-match routines or superstitions?
I don't know. I don't have any superstitions. My routine is get in on the match day, do my stretches, same stretches that I do before every match day, and I kind of pray. I pray before the game.
That's awesome.
I'm a Christian, so I come from a Christian household. So yeah, I have a lot of faith in God, and yeah, so I pray before the game and just I ask Him to guide me. And we ask for the 3 points, and I just I ask Him to bless everyone on the pitch. Opposition as well, and I just pray for their injuries because it's never good to see someone getting injured on the pitch.
Oh, that's awesome. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of footballers who have like their AirPods in, they have their headphones in. You know, sometimes it's like they listen to music to get hype and in the zone before a match. But it seems like for you, it's more like a meditative thing. But or do you listen to music before, or is it more after a win?
We have a speaker in the change room.
Yeah, we've heard. I love it. After the game, watching Aaron Collins dance. Yeah. We're going to ask you about that in a little bit. But, but is there like a song that gets you really hyped or an artist?
Oh, yeah. So the song that we go out to before the game kicks off is Country Roads. We've been going out to that this season.
Let's go.
The OG John Denver.
Yeah.
Dokes, I got married to that song. No joke. Seriously. I got married, that was the song I walked down the road to because I'm from an area near West Virginia, which is like how the song, you know, is originally. Yeah. I mean, now you guys say like Nipsfield Road or whatever, right? But but man, that's awesome to hear. All right, sorry, keep going. Didn't mean to interrupt. I just got so excited.
Hopefully we get promoted to that song as well, just for you, man.
Let's go. Let's go.
But yeah, we listened to that. I think we've just decided that's what we're gonna go out to for every game, and yeah, it's a good song. I like the song, man. I like the song a lot. I wouldn't say it's my type of music, but I do like that song.
A banger is a banger, regardless
that's
of
right, genre. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's right.
So Dokes, if you weren't a footballer, what other interests do you have? What would you be doing?
I always said to myself that I wanted to like be a good community worker or social worker type of such. Help kids. I always wanted to work with kids and help kids who are in need. It's not what my mum does. My mum's a mental health worker.
Oh, wow.
Works with mental health patients. And I've been to her work before, to be fair, just to see how it is. And it's not what people think it is. There's some really nice people in there, man. And some people have some interesting stories to share. And yeah, and sometimes it kind of stems from a young age, and I've always seen my mum deal with people like that, and how she treats them, and how her staff treats them, and how they look after them. It's just something I've been interested, maybe not to be a mental health worker, but just to be a social worker and work with kids to make sure that they have the right upbringings and the right surroundings, so they have the best chance in life as they grow up. So yeah, that's something I've been interested in. As a footballer. So if football didn't work out, I would have definitely done something like that, yeah.
Man, that's beautiful. And you can tell, I mean, you have such a big heart. We can see it. We can already tell. So that's like the perfect other profession for you, is to help other people, to bring people up, to elevate others. That's awesome, man. That's beautiful. Beautiful stuff. It sounds like, is your mom one of your personal heroes, one of your role models?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
She's really helped me from my young years, taking me to all these football matches, She's been there from the start, man. She really does support me. She really does, man. So yeah, I'm doing it for her as well. I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for everyone who supports me and who's been on this journey with me.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got two more people that have just hopped on the coach. So
that's right. We're on the Dokes bandwagon, man. We were fans before, but man, after this, we are like, yeah. I'm gonna get a Dokes tattoo, man. We're number one Dokes fans. This is awesome, man. This is beautiful.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Cool. Yeah. No, so cool for you to give us that insight into who you are. What are your thoughts about Forest Green Rovers and their mission off the pitch?
Their mission off the pitch seems really good. I mean, as a club, they're a big role model to the environmental things of life, trying to keep the earth clean. And as of the food side of it, I think that's what you're trying to get onto, that the vegan side. I'm not a vegan myself, nah, but I wouldn't disregard the food. I think vegan food is nice. I think it is very nice, yeah. I think for me to actually convert to a vegan would be hard. I've grown up, obviously being an African household, I've grown up eating chicken.
Sure.
Right.
Nah, it'd be hard. But nah, I mean, the food that we get, we eat day to day that's served is vegan, and I enjoy it. I do like it. And
nice.
Yeah, nah, it's just nice. Different, man. It was a different experience when I came here. I'm enjoying it.
Nice. You gotta try that vegan jollof though, man. I got a friend. She's from yeah. Ghana actually, so it's the enemy jollof. But anyway, she makes this killer. Oh my god, she's vegetarian actually, and she makes this amazing vegan jollof. Perfect.
Seriously.
Even though it's from Ghana, I can't imagine what the Nigerian version would be. If the Ghana one is that good, yeah. Nigeria's gotta be. We gotta talk to Jade. We'll have Jade work that into her recipes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask her as well, so she can do that for me. I've never heard of that. That's interesting. I'd like to try that, definitely.
Oh, it's so good. Shout out to Gianna from Gianna. Dokes, how do you want Forest Green Rovers fans and anyone who's really come in contact with you, how do you want them to remember you?
I want them to remember me as someone who always gave their all on the pitch, who's honest on the pitch, who like played for that shirt, really, just as a hard-working quality player, hopefully.
I think you've already cemented that in all of our minds, so that's awesome. Last question here, and then we're gonna do some silly stuff and wrap it up, but last question here, what is your definition of greatness, Dokes?
I don't know, to be a clean-hearted person, really clean-hearted and a hard-working person, someone who's devoted to what they do, and someone who's willing to help others, to be a role model, that determines greatness, I think, when people look up to you, I think.
That's beautiful, man, and I'm sure you're already a role model to people all around the, you know, in the Forest Green Rovers community, in the Oxford City community, and I know that's going to grow as you get older, as you get experienced. I see captain all over you. Like you are a future captain, man. You are.
You got that head on your shoulders.
Yes. Thank you.
All right,
guys.
So teammate time here. We're gonna ask you a few questions, and we want you to tell us which teammate most applies here. All right, okay. Dokes.
Yeah.
No, and you can plead the fifth. You can be like, I'm not answering that. That's that's fair.
You can bring the lawyers into it if you need to.
That's right. Hit him with the first one, Sean.
Let's go.
Okay, Doug, so who is the biggest character on the team?
Definitely Daniel Sweeney.
Definitely. Yeah, we've heard that. Sweeney and Wags, man. We've heard that.
Yeah, Wags. Yeah, Wags. Definitely. Yeah.
All right, Dokes. Who's got the best drip? Who is the best dressed man on the team? You can say yourself.
I can say myself.
You can say yourself.
I will say myself.
Let's
go. If I weren't gonna say myself, I'd say either Sean, Odin, or Jaden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we all got similar drip.
Nice. I love it. We did this thing when we first started the pod, Drip of the Week. We actually haven't done it for like months. But anyway, you were one of our first Drips of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
You were, I don't know, in an apartment or something, sitting there with the mask, with the white Air Force Ones. I forget what else you had on, but I remember the white Air Force Ones.
Yeah,
the
mask.
Yeah. That was one of our first Drips of the Week. We should bring that back, Sean.
We'll bring it back. And now we gotta know which IG account to scour for that.
That's right. Yeah, that's
who the heavy hitters are. All right, Dokes, who's the worst dancer on?
Worst dancer. I haven't really seen any of the boys dance that well. I think the only, as you see my Insta story, Azza dances a lot.
Right.
But Worst dancer. From the moves I have seen from some of the boys, I'm gonna say Wags.
I love it.
He's the stiffest out of the boys.
I love it. Dokes, when are we gonna? You mentioned seeing Eric Collins on your Instagram story. When are we gonna see Mark Cooper busting a move after a win?
Maybe if we win
the league, you think you can get him to dance?
Yeah. If we win the league, I'll try my hardest to get him on my Instagram dancing. Yeah.
love it.
And outside of Mark Cooper, who is least likely to know how to use TikTok?
Wags, because he's old. He's old.
Wow,
Wags. That's fired. Old man Wags.
It kind of goes together. He can't dance, and so he can't be on TikTok.
Yeah, he can't.
It makes sense.
Exactly.
I love it.
All right, here we go. Next one. Who is least likely to look at instructions when assembling furniture?
I'd say Odin, definitely. Odin.
Why? I love that. Why?
He gets called the dopiest now too. So I think that's why.
I love it.
To be fair, they tried to put me in that category as well as the dopiest, but nah, I'm not.
No, there's no way you would be in that category, man.
Exactly.
No way.
There's no way.
We got your back, Dokes. Especially after this conversation, nobody's gonna believe you that you're in that category. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So yeah, you told us a little bit about your youth coach and how you got the name Dokes. But who do you think on the team is most likely to forget your name 5 minutes after meeting them?
Like if Sham and I came to the new lawn, we met all you guys. Who's gonna be the first one to like completely forget our names?
Yeah,
probably Odin again.
It's too busy with the furniture.
That's right. All right, here we go. Last one. Last one. This one's on everyone's mind, Dokes. Who is least likely to fix a leaky faucet, just letting it drip and just racking up a massive water bill?
Jaden.
Why Jaden?
I just can't say Odin again. I can't say Odin.
Oh, that's great. Oh, all right. Hey, we're going to wrap up there, Dokes, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This was so fun. Man, you got a huge heart. It was so humble in victory, humble in defeat, humble in your success. Just beautiful, man. If you're looking for this man, you can find him on Twitter at Udoka11 or on Instagram at IamDokes. But if you really want to find him, look no further than the pitch every Saturday and Tuesday, because you know he's going to be there. Just as the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, Udoka Godwin Malik will be on the pitch at right back. Dokes, man, I cannot thank you enough, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for taking your time, man. It's been a pleasure, definitely, man.
Man, the pleasure has been all ours. Yeah. Appreciate you, Dokes, and continued success.
God bless you guys, man.
Dokes. First, most importantly, Shimmy, we give him that goal. We don't care what all those nerd statisticians say. In that Colchester game, that was Dokes who scored. Get a life, nerds. We're going to stuff you in your back in the locker. Really. That was Dokes who scored. He scored that goal. Secondly, Sham, Dokes, what a human being, man. What a human.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's goals on the pitch, which he definitely scored, or talking life goals.
Right.
And, you know, Dokes was just so impressive. I mean, for such a young man, a man born in the 21st century, making us feel super old.
Yeah, he was born in the year 2000. That's crazy. Y2K, baby.
I know. But man, just so great. And the depth and thoughtfulness of his answers, the way he mentioned his experience, you know, dealing with folks that have mental health issues, how his mom, you know, worked in the field of mental health. I thought he really humanized it, you know? Like, we tend to have stereotypes.
Yeah.
We tend to think of people that have to, you know, live in a facility or, you know, have to receive that extra medical care. We tend to, you know, think of them as less than human or just as stereotypes. But man, he just told us they have their own stories. And we don't know, you know, what they've gone through in their lives or what their stories are. So it really gave me pause for thought. And I never would have thought that hearing that from a 20-year-old, but man, just what a thoughtful human being. That was great.
Yeah, man, blown away by him. Awesome what you said, man. I hope he has a very long football career, but when he someday retires, I hope he goes into this field of helping young people, because I think he'd be perfect for it. He is a role model, and he's going to continue to be. So anyway, so impressed with Doakes.
So long may Doakes' football career continue. Yeah, long may it continue. But no matter what he does, we know he's going to be a force for good in this world.
That's right. That's right. Man, awesome, dude. So thank you so much, Doakes, for hanging out with us and sharing all that stuff. Awesome, dude. Let's move on to another awesome dude, Chris Latham, our stat man. Hit us with a stat, Chris Latham.
I'm a stat man.
We are back with stat man, Chris Latham. Chris, how are we feeling?
Feeling good, thanks. How about you?
Phenomenal. Feeling beautiful. Chris, what is our stat this week?
So I've gone for, every week I say I'm not going to go back to your players that you're getting on, but so I've gone for Doakes. And I was looking at it, and it's phenomenal in a way, because previously in other seasons, he's not really featured that heavily. But this season in League Two, he's the only player to have played every minute of every game, which is a massive step up. He's played more minutes this season than every other season combined. But the stat that I found on him that made me go, whoa, like mind blown, was that he is the most successful dribbler in the whole squad.
Wow.
So you think like Odin Bailey, your flair players, Aaron Collins. No, it's Doakes. But what really, really interested me and made me go even more into it was that if you look at home and away, he's dribbling a lot more at home. So per game, on average, he's getting like 1.2 successful dribbles a game. At home, it's 1.5 and away is 0.9. So you kind of like, you hear this kind of, our teams sit back more when they're away and play more when they're at home. And it sort of like feeds into that a bit. And I've never kind of come across a stat quite like that before. Yeah. And then I started watching him against Southend the other night. And whilst he was playing out right back properly for halftime substitutions, he was playing really far forward as well. And we were playing a lot of balls across pitch to him. So it was just like, boom, I don't associate, he's the defender.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Carrying the ball.
That's amazing. Wow. I also saw a stat that he has the ninth best passing percentage in League Two as well. So crazy. Yeah, he's doing all kinds of crazy things. And like you said, if he has not missed a second, is that right? He's played every second of the year. That's insane. Never been subbed off. Of league games, right. Yeah, of league games.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then he's also the just like you said, the number one dribbler on the team, especially when you think of guys like championship quality Odin Bailey. That's wild. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if they have the Energizer Bunny like mascot for batteries in the UK.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they know that reference?
Yeah. Big, like famous advert for a while.
Oh, perfect.
Like standard joke, people would reference it. But he must be using them, right? Because it's not even a normal season, is it? We're playing like Saturday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're just keeping on going.
Yeah.
Heavy pitches at the moment. How's he done it? Incredible.
Yeah. And on top of that, the fact of the spectrum of pitches that he encounters, it's not like he's playing at a pristine like Wembley or thing, you know, Premier League ground every week.
He's playing on a mud pit.
Some days.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Next to a duck pond another Saturday. So
mind blown.
He's obviously quite important for a team like us who play out from the back.
Right.
He's picking the ball up, moving it forwards and dribbling as well. So yeah, he's playing a big part, isn't he? He's still really young as well.
He's only 20 years old. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Born in the 21st century, so wild.
Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. Chris Latham back with another mind-blowing stat from Statman himself. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Statman!
All right, Jimmy. We are, as usual, way past time. We are not going to hit that 45-minute goal. probably shouldn't have spent like 20 minutes in the beginning talking about NBA-based digital non-fungible token scam around the Orlando Magic shooting guard, Dwayne Bacon. I cannot imagine that a single listener cared about that.
Well, it's such a pithy sounding topic, so of course we had to talk about it for so long.
That's right. Okay, let's get to these next matches real quick. Grimsby on Saturday, Morecambe Shrimps on Tuesday. Not going to give you all the numbers for the sake of time. We'll post that in the pre-match preview, whatever, graphic. But here's what you need to know. We should beat Grimsby on the road. They are currently last place, although I say that, yet we cannot compete against last, you know, teams at the bottom of the table. I'm actually terrified about Grimsby now. They are the worst of the worst. In other words, the best of the best against us, man. Probably going to score 5 goals. But luckily for us, we get a break because on Tuesday, we get to play number 5 Morecambe, at least at the time of this recording. So we finally get to play a team at the top of the table where we can actually, where we're actually good. So, and in the promotion picture. So anyway, a lot of experts would say a draw is expected of that one, but Shimmy, we only predict wins, baby. So we're going to win them both. What do you think, Shimmy?
Yeah, we're going to win them both. We're going to break the cycle, going to break the hex and beat Grimsby, lower level team. We're going to beat Morecambe. Up the Rovers. We are FGR.
Amen. Up the Rovers. We are FGR. Thank you to our listeners, by the way. My wife, Sham's wife, my mom, Sham's mother-in-law for listening. Up the Rovers. We are FGR. Raise hell, praise the
Raise Dale. Hail.
Wait, 3, 2, 1. Raise hail.
Praise Dale,
brother Dale. Yeah, take us home. Big time Tommy.
How you doing? It's Big Time Tommy. I'm in Malibu, California. This is my thought of the day. A champion is not defined by their wins, but how they recover after they fall. Every time you get knocked down, you come back bigger and stronger than ever. Nothing in this world should keep you down. You strive to be the best, and you take number one right to the top. Old school, baby. OS for life. Take it easy.